take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Visit Pensacola, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
It is a beautiful Friday morning. Happy Friday. And it's time to chat with our friends from Visit Pensacola. We have the president and CEO, Darren Schaefer, in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
As well as my friend, Nicole Stacy, who is the director of marketing and communications for Visit Pensacola. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. We're doing great. How are you?
I'm excited to finally see your faces. Although I actually am sorry, Darren, I'm still looking at my face with the reflection of the plexiglass. But I'm just really excited to kind of just see some spring weather while you guys are here.
Yeah. So well, we happen to do that. That's what we do. We bring the sunshine.
You're bringing it. Please, more. Whatever you're doing, all those vibes, do it for us.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
Okay. You have that hookup with Mother Nature. So let's just jump right in. First, for maybe first-time listeners or people who are on vacation here or visiting, whatever they're doing, who haven't heard of Visit Pensacola, which is an excellent resource, by the way, tell us about Visit Pensacola, your mission and your purpose.
Sure. Well, I'll start and you can fill in. So Visit Pensacola is a destination marketing organization. We represent all of Escambia County, and we do so by, you know, marketing our key attributes, which certainly is our amazing beaches. And so when we talk about Pensacola, we're talking about Pensacola Beach and Perdido Key as well. And, you know, really we're trying to, you know, help people explore the county because in addition to the beaches, we certainly go well beyond that because as a community, you know, we have such depth and soul of, you know, being established way back in 1559. So that history, you see that in the architecture, and mm-hmm. you see that in, you know, the different festivals and events that happen throughout the year. So there's a lot to do. And especially, you know, for us, in addition to the miles and miles of open beaches, there's so many outdoor recreational opportunities that really, in this environment that we're currently in due to COVID, is right. a great place for visitors to explore. So, you know, we work with local businesses to help connect them with visitors. And so, you know, we have visitpensacola.com website. We have this amazing new app. There's our emails and our social media and our advertising, TV commercials, and all those things that we do to invite people to come to Escambia County.
Well, and I have to say, if you just go on to the website, you definitely want to visit Pensacola. Like, you look at it and you're like, yeah, I want to go there. Why can't I go there today? Oh, wait, I can go there because I live here. Thank you very much. Y'all do a great job. And just moving into that, you know, we're going to see the bridge open very soon. Every finger crossed, every toe crossed, right?
Yes.
Even though it's going to be a little, you know, turtle move to it, it's going to happen. And I say that in the nicest loving way, by the way, because I know it's a lot of work and we want it done well and safely.
Properly is good.
Properly is good. Whenever somebody complains, I'm like, you know, we're going to drive over that, right? Like, what are you doing?
Let's do it right.
Please. And then we'll tie everything down. But, you know, we're about to enter into that pretty much next phase of healing from Sally. I'll just call it like that. And then we're going to be back at the beaches. We're going to be moving, you know, around the Gulf Breeze area, traveling through to get to Pensacola Beach. Is there any like tips and tricks as we're entering into that, that y'all will be able to give people as they start commuting back and forth over the bridge? And I know I didn't even warn you about that question.
Yeah, trick question. And Darren's staring at me. So I guess it's my turn. I would say, you know, we're here to be a resource. So we want to be a community resource to our residents, but we also are a resource to our visitors. And so that's why we created early on when things really took place, the 3milebridge.com. We created that site to provide real-time information about traffic updates coming to and from the beach from Gulf Breeze, but really the travel time over I-10 and over the Garcon Point Bridge. So we're going to still keep that going, but okay. We're also providing FDOT updates so that people know, you know, has there been changes? Are the tolls still lifted? What is the timeline that they're saying now? What is the deal when they say when the bridge opens, it's going to be one lane? What does that mean? So that people truly understand. And, you know, we were actually talking about this in the office the other day. When that bridge does open, will it still make sense for some people to still use Garcon Point and to still use 10 to get back and forth, because it could potentially ease up and be a little bit faster and more convenient? So we're just excited that the bridge is on its way. We're excited that we're going to have that connection back to Pensacola Beach. We're excited that spring is coming and that we know there's a pent-up demand to get to those beaches from our locals. Oh, yeah. But we also know there's a pent-up demand in general for visitors to get back on track and get back to their favorite destinations to enjoy. So we're really looking forward to an encouraging and a positive vacation season.
Yes, absolutely. And tapping on the beaches, because we can never forget our beautiful Perdido Key area. You have Johnson Beach over there, which is one of my favorites. You have the Blue Lagoon State Park. Now, I know there are still, as far as I believe, according to just friends of mine who love going out that way, are there still some that are closed to the public completely? Are they looking to reopen that? Do y'all work hand in hand with the state parks as well?
We do. So everything with the state parks, with the National Seashore, all of those details, they're all great partners of ours. And so all of that information is kept on our website, and we are always pumping it out because we want it to be right. We don't want you to go out to Big Lagoon and something not be available to you. That would be horrible. So we love it just as much as a visitor does. So we keep all of that information there. We know that they are slowly but surely getting things back to normal. They're fixing things. They're using, you know, these challenges as an opportunity to make things better. So as things open up, they're letting us know, and we're putting that out on the website. So things are open. Perdido Key is beautiful. It's such a special spot for Pensacola, and we're so fortunate to have that as a part of our county. And so I tell people all the time, you know, Pensacola Beach is a gem, but so is Perdido Key. So make sure that you're enjoying both.
Absolutely, and take advantage of it right now. Plus, they just got a new precinct over there with the sheriff's office.
Absolutely.
So we should celebrate that as well. We're just a little bit safer, actually a lot of bit safer, let's say that. All right, let's jump over to some events. Do you guys have some going on? Do you have hookups with maybe some fun social, coastal, all the distancing, safety events?
So, yeah, we do have events coming back online, and that's really exciting. You know, earlier this month, the Double Bridge Run was held, and now coming up next weekend is the Sun Belt Conference Basketball Tournament. So we have the men's and women's teams, so a total of 24 teams coming to Pensacola to play that tournament. And, of course, the winners in both the men and women's then go on to the NCAA big tournament, the March Madness. So that's how they get into that tournament. They get a seat. So it's a chance to watch some high-caliber basketball. You know, the great thing about the tournaments is everybody's playing all out, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like, okay, we'll get them next week and we'll climb in the standings.
All
this
in.
Is it.
Yes.
You win and move on, or you go to the beach the next day. And that is the beauty about having the tournament here in Pensacola. There really are no losers in that regard.
Oh, no.
But we're excited to be able to have something of this caliber in our market, and what it might mean for bringing future high-caliber events like that, maybe more things from the Sun Belt Conference, whether it's tennis or baseball or volleyball. You know, we do a great job with this, and it's really a community effort. So it's Pensacola Sports and Visit Pensacola. We are working with the county on this. The Downtown Improvement Board is involved. So we brought a lot of people together to help create a great experience for people, friends and family that are traveling to watch their kids and their friends play, but as well as people that are just fans of basketball. So we're really encouraging the community to come out and take advantage of this opportunity. Sunday, actually, of that weekend, we have a fan fest right in front of the Bay Center. That's free and open to the public. And we encourage everybody to come down and, you know, be a part of the experience. I think, you know, as far as tickets go, you can get them in advance through Ticketmaster, but you can also, on the day, I think we have a lot of people that are going to pick and choose to watch their favorite team. So you can go right up to the ticket windows at the Bay Center and get single tickets as well. That Fan Fest is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we're also operating, and it's free to the public. And we're also operating trolleys from the Bay Center on Saturday and Sunday. So between games, they can travel from the Bay Center to downtown.
Oh, cool.
And see a lot of different things there. So the restaurants and the nightlife and activities in downtown.
That's amazing.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got all of the teams are going to have host bars downtown on Palafox. So some of our favorite bars have partnered up and they've picked a team, and so they're going to be celebrating and decorating for a school, and in true Pensacola form, they're going to be showing the hospitality that we all know and love. So you know, it's going to be a weekend to remember, and the glory is this is just the first year. It's going to be happening for the next 5 years. So this is only going to grow for us. There will be, we've gotten a lot of these questions about COVID and about safety, and there will be protocols in place at everything. But to Darren's point, it's an opportunity for the community to come out and show them how Pensacola does things. If you haven't checked out the Bay Center, they're another partner. The new updates that have been taking place inside the Bay Center are incredible. That jumbo screen and the new screens. If you haven't been to a hockey game, come to a basketball game because it's really cool.
It
looks great.
I'm really like just chomping at the bit to try to get in there. I love hockey, number one, but number two, and I'm not really like a basketball person. I can't watch it on the TV. Like, you know, I'm moving my head back and forth. I'm just like, who has it? Who's this person? But in person, I'm all about it. And so I want to encourage people too. Like, you know, bring your family, even if you don't go in and be a part of it. Come out, be a part of that. Is it the Fan Fest?
Yes.
Fan with an N. Okay. And just bring your kids, be able to just see our, I don't know, community just come out. It's kind of, I feel like, is this our first biggest event since everything? I don't know. To me it is, because I'm so excited and it's spring and this weather is just getting me all kinds of happy.
Yeah.
But it's an excellent opportunity to come out and be a part of the community.
Well, and for some of these schools, these students, you know, they may have never been to Pensacola. So it'll be their first time in our community. It'll be their parents' first time in our city. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. We're excited to have them back. And I know we were speaking about, you know, the bridge, but think about next year, right? Mm-hmm. The bridge is open. It's spring break for some. People are here. We're all just loving life again. Things are back to normal. And then FanFest gets to come to Pensacola, or excuse me, Sunbelt gets to come to Pensacola. Think about FanFest then and how the town just paints in that blue and yellow, which are their colors, mm-hmm. and they're just opening their doors and they're welcoming these teams. This is our first year, but there's so many years to come and there's so much opportunity. It's a really exciting time for Pensacola.
Yeah, and if we can do it well with COVID, just
you
imagine,
can do anything,
right?
Absolutely. And what's exciting when you talk about a big event, I think it is of its kind because these games are going to be televised on ESPN Plus and ESPNU. So, you know, nationally, the attention that Pensacola is going to be getting out of this is pretty phenomenal. So in that instance, it stands alone.
Yeah. And I guess when I said that our first big event to me since COVID kicking off, this kind of looks like in my eyes, oh, I can see everyone. Like, yeah, I'll wear a mask. Maybe you'll recognize me, you know, between my mask and my hat and the sunglasses. But because I'm just saying it's going to be sunny. But just trying to help out with the vibes. But it's just, we look forward to that. I was just reading the other day how being in person with one another, you know, is something that we've kind of put aside. We've been really careful, and I appreciate that and admire that. But doctors are starting to see that we need to start coming together again, showing that effort of, hey, I'm still here. I'm your neighbor. Mm-hmm. I'm out there. We can still have fun and, you know, not be gross. Like, you know, so I want to ask, like, what kind of things are going to be it at the Fan Fest again? What kind of vendors?
Sure. So we've got all kinds of free events. We're going to do things like the axe throwing. They will be there. We're going to do things like the vertical jumps and the three-point toss And we've got a football toss contest because, you know, it's basketball, but maybe you're more of a football person and you throw a football a little bit better. There's going to be sign making contests, so a good chance for kids to come and make signs to cheer on the basketball players. Cute. When they're inside the arena. A caricature artist so that we can put your face and your beat. Doing the hoops. You can't see me because I'm on the radio, but I'm shooting right now. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's free, and that's what we wanted. We wanted something, you know, it's an interesting year. I don't want to say anything other than that, but we wanted to still provide something to celebrate and to bring back and just to give back. So this is an opportunity for fans that are visiting the area, but also for our community to come together safely and enjoy.
Absolutely. Okay. All right, we're so pumped for that. And that is March the...
It's next Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. It's coming up fast.
Yeah, games start on Friday, and then they finish up on Monday with the championship games, I believe, at 1-6.
Mm-hmm. And you can find all of that information at visitpensacola.com/Sunbelt.
Awesome. All right, so before Sunbelt, do we have any other little special events that we're sneaking in there that people can go to, be a part of? Can they find those that... on the website, make sure that they get connected and buy tickets or whatever.
Absolutely. So our website, I'm very proud of our team. This website, if you have not checked it out, visitpensacola.com. We allow events from all over Escambia County. So whether you're a Visit Pensacola partner or not, you can put your event up on our calendar. That is free marketing for you. So I encourage you to submit your event to this website. That is easy peasy. Put it on there. We want to talk about it. But we have events for this weekend. We have events starting for tomorrow. You can put happy hour deals on there. You can put your runs on there. You can put your dolphin tours on there. Trivia nights go on there. We've got the Monster Truck Extreme Tour. That's this weekend.
Wow.
At the Equestrian Center. We've got all kinds of stuff happening, and it's really exciting time for our community because we've missed events. That's what Pensacola has been known for so long, is the beach and all kinds of festivals and events, and they're slowly but surely coming back online.
Yes. I just clicked on the calendar. You guys, there's so much to do. You can still be safe, wear your mask, and get out there and enjoy your life as well. Pensacola is something special. There's always something to do here. And even during COVID, we still had so many parks and so many ways to get to the beach. So definitely check them out. I want to talk about the app real quick. Tell everybody the name of the app that they can download.
So if you go to your app store, you can type in Experience Pensacola. You can type in Visit Pensacola. Mm-hmm. You could type in Pensacola. It's going to pop up. It's free to download. It's a great resource for when your friends are in town or if you're just looking for something to do. It's got the latest happy hours. It's got trails, tours. It's got deals if you want to go have a staycation out on the beach. It's got deals. It has the events. It has everything. And it has all the information about the Sunbelt Conference as well.
Excellent. And that's a great resource to keep in your pocket when you have family visiting. Or, you know, it's an open weekend. You're kind of like, hey, what am I going to do with the kids? Or do you want to go on a date or do something fun? You know, and you pull it out, click on the app and go peruse it. I do want to backtrack real quick and talk about the double bridge run. How was it?
Well,
did you run in it?
I have a shirt, but it's more of an honorarium than a actually participating in it. You know, I think they were really happy with how it came off. I think they still had over a couple thousand people participate in it. Very different type of, you know, environment. And they had some people doing a virtual run as part of it for those that felt more comfortable doing that. So, I think that it was important for Pensacola Sports, who runs that event, to help be part of the steps forward to returning to more normalcy. And what I think we're excited about is other event promoters have done that as well. So, you know, Mardi Gras had to make that tough decision to move to May and create more of a carnival type of experience. So that'll be happening around Memorial Weekend. Then you have Pensacon that also moved into May. So and then Fiesta is keeping their dates. So, I mean, that's going to be great that this year we won't be losing some of our biggest events.
Okay, that's really, I mean, that's reassuring too, because we do want to get back to normal. I can't even say it. Right? Because we're adjusting and we're going with the flow. And the other thing I want to ask, like just going onto the Experience Pensacola app, just looking, can you check out the 3milebridge.com through that? Is there a link to, as well?
Yes.
Just thinking about traffic.
You can. Yes. So there is an alert bar on there, and it can direct you through to the 3milebridge.com.
Oh, you guys, why listen?
We do try to think of all the ways.
You are succeeding. It's beautiful. I don't even, Darren, this is, she needs a raise. Okay. I'm really impressed because I have gone to so many places around the country and visited beaches and cities and towns and be like, what am I going to do here? Like, you know, and beforehand you do all this research. Oh, we got to go here, there. You know, you visit Hawaii or whatever. You mark off all the places you want to go. They don't really have, like, you can't find an app, or you follow somebody on Instagram and you're trying to keep up with it. This is like, boom, like a tour guide in your pocket.
You know, it really is. And, you know, we encourage people to download the app, and some residents might say, well, maybe that doesn't apply to me. But I really think that the app will help you find things you didn't even realize that's in your own backyard. We have these trails, and they're interactive. They're almost like scavenger hunts, the way they're set up. And it really helps you explore, you know, parts of Escambia County you haven't been to, you know, whether it's different parks or different just walking type of a trail downtown. Some of them are based on our history. You learn a little bit more about that. And then I do really appreciate that I can keep tabs on what the latest happy hour is. And, you know, a lot of websites can't provide that kind of information. But
that is important information.
Yes.
I love that. Hey, we have a question actually coming in. And this listener would like to know what's going to happen with the rescheduling for last year's Harlem Globetrotters. Do y'all know about that?
That's a great question. And we have not actually gotten that update, but we are happy to talk to our friends at the Bay Center and see what they say and then provide that information back.
Okay. There we go. So just hang on.
Hopefully they'll reschedule and they'll come back to Pensacola because we definitely love having them here. That's a fun event.
It's really fun. That is something you bring your family to and they'll never forget it.
Never.
So, but before then, we have plenty to do. We have so much going on. Definitely check out visitpensacola.com. Look into the events. Again, like Nicole said, you can go on, and if you have an event that's happening, you can register it.
Yep, you can submit your event. Okay. As long as it's within Escambia County, we would love, love, love to talk about it.
Okay. So within the Escambia County border. Okay, perfect. So, I mean, and I have friends who are putting on events just for nonprofits as well, just to get people out and try to spread the word about what's going on. And it's not, doesn't cost anything. You can just go. So I love that idea because a lot of nonprofits are struggling too. And in having that connection with you can really help continue their efforts and keep them on the right path to be successful and keeping people involved as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And, you know, Visit Pensacola, our job is to tell the story. Our job is to be those storytellers for all of Pensacola. And so check us out on the website. We have tons of blogs. So if you are one of those persons like me, I love following blogs and reading. They're written by locals. They're not written by us. So check them out because they've got, you know, the 25 free things to do on a rainy day or the 50 free things to do in Pensacola altogether. Or follow along with us on social media. We love seeing why you love Pensacola. So tag us in your adventures. Use our hashtag ExperiencePCola. Tag us at Visit Pensacola. We want to share why you love it. I can talk about Pensacola till I'm blue in the face. I do it every day. But I want to know why you love it so I can talk about that too.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, it takes all of us combined that's living in this community to be able to share all the good things. I mean, I just saw one, affordable eats around Pensacola. Hello.
Who doesn't love that?
Yes. We all want to eat affordably. And I mean, you can't help it. It's probably really good no matter where you go. And just being able to see like what people have done, paddle boarding. I'm seeing family beach vacations, kid blogs, ways to enjoy the beach in the winter. I mean, it's endless. You guys just keep coming up with more and more. Is there any kind of secrets you want to tell us for the future before we go?
Oh, future secrets.
Uh-oh. Darren.
We're just looking at each other right now. What could we possibly divulge?
You know, I think we're just excited to get back on track. We're excited to have people back in Pensacola. Mark's looking at me like, what are you going to say?
Nicole, that means it's going to be really, really good. So you guys check out visitpensacola.com. Nicole, Darren, thank you so much for joining with me today.
Thank you.
I'll see you guys soon.
Thank you.
All right.